Hi, this is Steve Compella from Golden Arrows. If you thought I was a son of the soil, check the real soil. Just listen to Sports Live with BBK. They don't come any darker. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Sports Live with BBK.
It is again that moment where my heart does a cha-cha-cha with my lungs, because I'm in your company, because it is another opportunity for us to do the Sports Live with the BBK podcast. It is not something that we take for granted, especially in these trying times that we are living in with this COVID-19 that is decimating the world and taking a lot of our loved ones. So it is great to be with you again on this Friday. And my guest today is a man who's very interesting. I know that in the very first installment of this year's Sports Live with PBK, we went all the way to Japan and we spoke to Makazole Mapipi, and then we came back home, we spoke to Renele Lutulonyane on the same podcast, and then after that, we had a wonderful moment of looking for, as well as finding, Umkhwanazi. Umkhwanazi telling us about his standoff with TTM, which hopefully with the new owners coming in at the club is going to be sorted. But today, we come back home yet again and we go to a place called Ihlokozi, where my guest on the 16th of February 1969 was born. Mandla Ngcikazi, coach of Lamontville Golden Arrows. Welcome to Sports Live with BBK.
Thank you so much, PBK. Thank you to Ashley. Thank you for having me in your interesting show.
Thank you very much. Wonderful. I know where Ihlokozi is, but for people who are actually hearing this place for the first time, where exactly is this place, and tell us about your childhood growing up?
PBK, it's a geographically challenged area, a rural area. It's in the south coast. When you're going there, you go as if you're going to Mzinto. As Jolivet, High Flats is the town, not far away from Ikopo. It's a real where chiefs are still in the rain. Grew up there with my granny. My father was maybe somewhere in Marikana. I was not there. My mother was working somewhere. Or a lady in town, granny. My parents are no more, but my granny is still surviving, 1922. And I give praise to her. I look after her. It's my opportunity now, at least with the little that I have, to look after her. And all the blessings that one might have, it's all due to her. And I thank God for keeping her up to this time and this long. But I'm from that era, BBK, humble beginnings. Maybe explains why I respect every person in terms of I don't look at people in terms of size, origin, nature of the job that they do, because this is how I was brought up and that's where I come from.
Most definitely. Perhaps two things must happen now before we go even further. This is where maybe I must apologize for not having a podcast last week, Friday. And the reason for that is because I wanted Mandla to be our guest then. And on Friday morning at 8:45, when we called for our 9 o'clock appointment, he could not be with us. He sent me a WhatsApp message telling me that his grandmother is not well and is attending to her here to take her to hospital. You can hear for yourself with this guy, Umfana Kagogo, and he's been raised by this woman, and we are grateful for her life, Mandla, as well. Now, a lot of people just heard about Mandla Ngcikazi as this perennial assistant coach, you know, the man who's always assisting Steve Compella, assisting Clinton Larson, assistant coach at Bafana Bafana, assistant coach at Free State Stars with Duncan Lechisa and all of that. Before we even get there, Mandla played football. I know that Mandla played football for African Wanderers and AmaZulu until your career was cut short by an Achilles tendon injury in 2000. Talk to our listeners about Mandla the player.
PBK, all coaches and former players, they will claim that they were such good players in their heydays. I'll be honest. I was not. For the first time in your show, where you hear somebody speaking the truth.
I appreciate that.
But I was the hardworking type. I will even be scared to try and compare myself with any of the current players because they will take off. But one thing, PPK, that was different about me, I was the dedicated type. One season, I never played for the whole season, but I was always the first one in training. And the first one and the last one to leave.
Yeah,
it is who I am. I've never touched any of the substances that are prevailing now, neither alcohol nor cigarette. I'm just a clean living someone. I believe in a healthy body and a healthy mind, and I still live that life. So one as a player, not very talented, but I had an opportunity to work with the greats. When Sibusiso Zuma came into our club, I was already a seasoned player. He came for trials. Malombo Smia took him on board, and he became, he is as we know him. Nomvete played in my school where I was teaching, and he ended up playing for Clermont Blizzards, and I was playing for Wanderers. He first started playing, he was in Umzu Valley High School, and happened to meet him. Played against him as a schoolboy, and then he came to play for African Wanderers as a teammate. When we play OK League, then NFT now, he was not a regular because he was still a youngster. We were regulars and seniors. But when we got promoted into the big league, then he became a star. For that season, I think we got relegated. There's one match that I recall where we played Pirates.
At Orlando Stadium, the 4-3 game,
4-3, Zuma, Mkize, Kim, Tolomuzi, Blose were the stars. And I was that type that you can't see even if it's in the field. Because I was not the flamboyant type, but I will always be there when you need me. So then after that, I moved to AmaZulu PPK. Smia had moved to coach AmaZulu at that time. They were fighting for promotion. I got injured in Cape Town, and I'm not sure whether it's the same stadium that we're going to play in today.
Stellenbosch this afternoon,
Yes, got injured, and that was the end of the career. And you know, football is a drug. After that, what next can I do for football? Then I started coaching the youngsters until the history brings me here.
Right, you are listening to Sports Live with PBK, with myself, Baringba Tukorjas, and the other voice that you are hearing is that of Umandla Ncikathi, who is the head coach of Lamontville Golden Arrows. Inganza Bawash, abafana besten, ditlap yanga said that lane. Ngoba phela, you know, Pramandla, Chesterville and Lamont go together like tea and sugar.
It's exactly like that, my brother, I know. That's why you are like this, because you are from Chesterfield.
Now, I've spoken about the fact that a lot of people, when they think Mandla, they think the perennial assistant coach. In case you do not know, when Steve Kompela was hired as a senior coach at Mamelodi Sundowns, it opened the door for Mandla, who was his assistant at Lamontville Golden Arrows, to take over the reins. When you do that, Mandla, how do you find yourself in terms of the gig that you have at Golden Arrows now? And you're still going to go down to how you guys have done up to so far. But being the head coach again, because there's this element of yourself and Steve Kompela, in the sense that when he was at Maritzburg United and he left for Kaizer Chiefs, you were his assistant coach. You had worked with him at also Free State Stars. And at Arrows, same situation, is going to Sundowns, you become the head coach as well. You and Steve seem to be joined in the hip, if I may put it that way. Talk to me about that relationship between yourself and the other man who is as dark as a berry like you and me.
PPK, if there's a badge that or an award that should be given by the PSL for the... Yeah. Serving assistant, I will really fight very hard to get that badge. Because I think I've been the longest serving assistant in the PSL. Steve Kompela, people don't know Steve. They know Steve, the coach. I know Steve, the coach. I know Steve, the father of his kids. I know Steve, the brother. Mm-hmm. I know Steve in a lot of faces. A very great human being, BBK. For me to create relations with any person or with any coach, first, he must see me as a human being. Remember that the humble beginnings, Salusa, you know, when you have headed cattle and the fight is close to you. And being Zulu, you respect the person who respects you. And you're always watching. You know, Zulus, they always make a joke about us. That a Zulu, PPK is getting married. And they are telling you a story. PPK is getting married. The Zulu guy will say, nah, he can get married, but I mean, I can beat him.
I'm shy.
I mean, I'm sad.
Umandla is very educated. He's got 3 degrees.
That's us. Even girls, PPK. Girls, Zulu girls. We just from that school. But Steve presented a very different version there, BBK. He respected me more than the word respect. Steve will do things. I was just narrating to the coaches in the morning how good this guy is. I'll tell you only this one story. There's a day and time in Maritzburg as an assistant coach. Things were not okay, BBK. On my side. But I did not share. We're staying in one house. And he had that, listen, don't go and rent somewhere else. Come and stay with me. That house belongs to a head coach. But he volunteered that I must come and stay with him. That's Steve. Then one day, I've got no sense, nothing. Steve is going to Joburg from Maritzburg. I must go to Durban. Hey, I can't go, but I can't tell him. He left, he drove to Joburg. Then he gives me a call when he's in Joburg. Hey, man, how are you? I'm okay. Where are you? No, I'm still in the house. He says, listen, there's a card that I left in the kitchen. Take that card and use it in case you need something. PBK, it's a credit card. You know this expensive credit card that is for people, I know he doesn't want this, for people that can afford well. Now he wants his credit card and go use it anyhow. PBK, I was so scared. He will give you everything for you to be okay. And he,
I understand.
And hide it inside my bag so that I can take it and give it to my wife. That's the first time I knew about the La Vie Estabel perfume. And my wife was so happy that I bought her a perfume, but it's Steve who bought the perfume. As an assistant coach, BK, you said I'm a perennial, and it's a very relevant term. Because one, I assisted Mangoba Mngit. I assisted Fanny Matit at Durban Stars. I assisted Filipovic at Golden Arrows. I assisted Ann Smith and Top at Golden Arrows, and he chased me after 2 days. I assisted Steve Kompela at Free State Stars. Assisted Duncan Lechisa at Polo One City. Assisted Steve Kompela again at Maritzburg United. I assisted Clinton Larson at Golden Arrows. And then assisted Steve again at Golden Arrows until this opportunity. So one, I assisted in the national team, Mole Finse again, the Under-17 World Cup 2017.
Yep.
I did Cheryl Portes, Under-20 women's team, went and played in Tanzania, and I got employed in Maritzburg when I was supposed to go assist her in Nigeria. Unfortunately, I couldn't go. So as an assistant, I've paid my dues, my brother. And maybe I must also thank the powers that be in the club, that they saw it the right time that they give me an opportunity again. I don't take that for granted. And
for sure.
Now, PBK.
You say you assisted Ernest Middendorp and he chased you away after 2 days. What happened?
Ernst arrived at the club. I was doing the KFA license. I've never shared this story with anybody. So I went into the course. So the day he arrived, I think it was one day before I left for the phase of the coaching in Pretoria. So he arrives one day, then I left, went into the course. I think it was a week or 2 weeks in Pretoria. When I came back as normal in my uniform into training, when I arrived in training, then he approaches me. Coach, didn't they tell you that I said you mustn't come here again? That was his story. Nobody had informed me about any changes within the club. So I said, no, told me. He said, no, you must speak to the office because I had told them that you are no longer needed in the senior team. And that was it.
So if you are no longer needed in the senior team, where were you supposed to go? Or you must find out from the office?
So I must go talk to the office. Then the office will decide whether they need me or I should go away from the club.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's all I'm saying to that one. Let's talk Lamontville Golden Arrows now and the role that you are playing as the head coach. You are currently lying on position 5, Ramandla, with 6 wins, 7 draws and only 1 loss. And you are 25 points to the good. And that means you are 8 points behind the Sundowns, who topped the league with 33 points. The SuperSport there, the Swallows FC, there's Orlando Pirates just above you. It's been a great, great start for Lamontville Golden Arrows. And I think that for some time you went on without having suffered a defeat. You are 8 points behind the log leaders and you are playing Stellenbosch tonight. And if you are able to get your victory, you're going to be tied on 28 with Orlando Pirates, which means that your season is still going very well and everything is still well within your hands.
My brother, I must first thank the players. I can't do that mistake. The players are wonderful. These are our tools. Of working. The players, the way they've accepted me to stand in front of them, the way they are dedicating themselves into the pitch, it's amazing, PPK. So far, And secondly, I always say there's a number of reasons. I'm not this person who, it's me. I'm sure there's a lot of things that might have led to where we are currently. Maybe momentum of inheritance, PPK. The fact that started a project, maybe the same thing would have happened in his presence. I don't know. Secondly, the players have been together for a long time. Maybe it was time that this time around it works out like this. Remember that we haven't signed a lot of players. We didn't bring any new players. So one, it's just continuity from the team that was there last year. Sometimes I feel what people see as an advantage, I see a disadvantage. If you make a lot of changes in a team within the same season, it needs time to gel and the results don't come. Maybe different us, we stuck to the same team and maybe it led us to where we are. Thirdly, PBK, my approach, our approach with the technical team, it's more of a player-centered approach than a coached influence approach. I'm saying people you've got a Tongo, very short, skillful. You've got a Pulemoti. You've got a Makubela. All of them are dwarves. Yeah. Dwarves that are so highly talented, skillful, and they can contribute into the team. Now, what approach do you use, PK? Is it the one that the coach likes? Or is it the one that suits the players that are in front of you? And that is what we opted for. That, listen, let's try and play to their advantage. Let's try and play to their strengths. Let's try and find a formation that suits them. And that's what we try. And it seems to be working. We're not imposing ourselves on them. We see them as human beings that need respect. And where there's respect, there's responsibility. And that's what we're
sure. You've mentioned just three players who are currently part of this squad and who've contributed greatly to the cause of Golden Arrows being to where they are in the manner that is wonderful in how they've started this season. But Pramandla, because you yourself, you kind of like a person who knows and understands the DNA of Lamontville Golden Arrows, I want you to take the listener of a Sports Live with BBK as we continue this conversation with the head coach of Lamontville Golden Arrows, Umandla Ncikazi. I want you to take the listener to what it is about Abafana Bestend, Ingane Zabawash, Arrows, and its ability to produce some of the silky skilled players. I mean, in my head, Mfethu Nkumbulo Tseponswan, Nkumbulo Lucky Y2K Sbego, Nangu Papi Zotwan, Oreganjani Lapana Ummanana, Uyamkumbulo Kahiso Tihachwa, he actually went all the way up to Fulham in the EPL. Tandu Yusokobun, Konondwe Sabeg, Nangu Nosiabonga Sangwen. What is it about this club that you are able to go and find raw talent and give them a stage for them to shine and move on to bigger and better things? I mean, Nkuboni ended up at Bafana Bafana, worked with Parreira and for the World Cup, and also Sangweni is that kind of player. I'm saying that Ukagiso Tihachwa was a Bafana player for a long time. The special muti or the mojo or the touch that Arrows have got when it comes to this.
PPK, I just like the philosophy of Arrows. It fits to what I am perfectly. One, giving players that are unknown an opportunity to showcase mm-hmm. their talent, rather than choices from other clubs of buying success. There's three ways of getting players, PPK. It's either one, you have an academy that is so sound that it produces players. Cape Town of before. It's either you've got the money to buy every good player that is in the PSL or even abroad, Mamelodi Sundowns, a scouting network that is so good to attract players, not even the young ones, maybe the ones that have not played. Arrows were like that before. It's not the same right now. So one, I still want Arrows to go back to the scouting of players that are unknown, young players, and give them an opportunity. Why it became the hunger, the way we play, wants hungry players. A player that has played at Sundowns with very due respect will not be as hungry when he wants to play at Arrows, because one, maybe the conditions may not be what he is used to at Sundown or Pirates, Manchester City or Arsenal. So one, we want players that are going to be humble enough to work very hard. Our players work like slaves, and we want players of that note. Two, we still want Abafana Bestend. You know, we give them the freedom that, listen, Makubela says, BBK, we are Bemisa. When he does these things, we are Bemisa. And my one, I'm not a problem. I'll bam, but don't lose it in the process. Two, there must be with progress. We must benefit from what you're doing. But if you do it and the club is not benefiting from it, it's not good enough. As much as we are Abafana Bestend, we still have to go regain the ball from opponents. We still have to put opponents under pressure. Take the ball away from them. So for me, one, it's a give and take. Allow the players to be themselves. You can't change Makube. Allow him the freedom, but freedom with responsibility. And I thought maybe that's one area that we have polished a bit. And again, personally, PPK, I'm this person. Just to give you a few examples, I had given an opportunity to Tami Mkhize. Mr. Shanti, I got him wherever I got him. Bongintuli, I got him wherever I got him. Mondi Kele, the late at Maritzburg. Fortune Makaring, I saw him playing for MTC Morocco Swallows then, before they got relegated. And I saw that. Yeah. Then I recruited him. We spoke. He said, no, I'm going to start being a teacher. I said, Nay, listen, let's have a trial with you for 2 weeks. If it doesn't work out, then you can continue being an educator in that school. Spoke to the principal who granted us permission, and the rest is history. Then he started playing in Maritzburg. My satisfaction is giving an opportunity to players that are unknown and see them feeding their families and playing at the highest level. That gives me satisfaction. And lastly, BBK, there's something that I learned from Steve. He says there's two types of success. There's visible success and invisible success. Visible success is what the South Africans want. A coach must have a trophy, must win a trophy. A coach must be on top of the league so that you can be seen. That's visible success. Invisible success is what I'm talking about. Nobody knows that I gave Fortune Makaring an opportunity to be where he is. But he knows. Nobody knows about it. It is success, but nobody knows about it. It's invisible. So for me, I love to have 80% invisible success. And obviously, because I'm human, I would love to have visible success, but maybe 20% of that.
Guess what now, Mandla Ncikazi, the coach of Lamontville Golden Arrows, who's talking to us here, right here on Spotlight with PBK. A lot of people know what happened with Makaringe because of that invisible success. Now, Mandla, if I quickly go to the point about Arrows and I go back to the last game, perhaps in the Nedbank Cup, when you look at that game, the way that you started the game, the way that you dominated the game and how you actually allowed AmaZulu to snatch it and take it to extra time with that last minute goal by Lihlonolo Majoro and then move on to take the game to extra time and win it via penalties. I don't think that you will disagree with me when I say that you allowed that game to slip through your fingers. And it is something that tends to be a disturbing trend in the sense that an Arrows will be able to score a goal, control the game for the better part of the 90 minutes, and then strangely allow the opponent to score, and that would result to the many 1-1 draws that you would have paid. I did mention that you've got 7 draws now. If you take away 4 of those draws and you convert them into victories, I think that you will be right there at the top with Sundowns, if not even ahead of them by 3 points.
PBK, you just nailed it. We're working on that as the technical team. It's a cause for concern. Celtic, first match we played, we have never created so many chances in a match. Keeper was man of the match for obvious reasons. Made one mistake, got punished. TS Galaxy away from home, they scored in the dying stages of the match, just like Amar. We failed to protect the lead. But again, BBK, I believe in predestination. Predestination theory. God decided that one day and today, PBK will be talking to Mandla Ncikazi. It's his plan. Look at this one. Sure. We played Nedbank in this club. Baroka were still in the NFT. They beat us 3-1 at home. We lost the match. TS Galaxy, when they won the cup, Nedbank Cup, they played against Golden Arrows in Claremont. Arrows scores first. Knox Mutiswa in the 90th minute has an opportunity to increase the lead to 2-0. He goes to the other side, 1-1 with the keeper. He hits the bar. The ball ricochets, goes to the other side. Long ball into the box. Sandile Zuke scores an own goal, 1-1 extra time.
Extra time, yeah.
Second half. TS Galaxy, all over Arrows, we lost 3-1. But we had an opportunity to win the match in regulation time. It didn't happen. Exactly the same thing that happened, the spike that happened to AmaZulu. Because the penalty that we missed, I thought the penalty was well taken, but it just hit the bar. When it's like that, I've got an air of influence. That, listen, we must work on not conceding goals late like that. But again, I allow the processes, God's processes, that one, it was just fate and football gods. We were just not supposed to win that match for whatever reason. We might not know now what are the reasons, but maybe if we were to do the same interview at some other point, I will tell you. Now, sure. I see that, PBK, these were the reasons why this happened. But I just felt in that match, it was just fate that we were just not supposed, because the way we dominated first half, we should have sealed the game in the first half. And maybe lessons in our team. Possession for possession and no chances created and scored is not good enough. If you want to be Man City, punish opponents, score. Score so that they don't come back. But if you keep on playing, it's 1-0. You give hope to the opponents and there's an opportunity to come back. And that's exactly what happened to us.
And you've just gone to what I was going to also amplify. What you do that at the back and not close, you don't score as many goals as you're supposed to be scoring as Lamontville Golden Arrows. I think the only time that you were able to score more than one or two, it was in that 3-1 victory over SuperSport when you beat them 3-1 with Matiane as well as Ndwandwe and Makubela getting those goals. If you are able to get them early, no matter what happens in the last kick of the match, you still get your full points. You still progress to the next round.
Exactly, my brother. With respect to my players, when we started the season, Knox had issues. Knox Mutizwa, our renowned striker, had issues with the work. So we don't have a big pool of players. So you must work mostly with what you have. So Mike Kumete also was sick. So coach, you must find a plan. We still need a renowned striker based on the number of chances that we create in the match. If we can take half of the chances that we create, like you said, we'll be on top of the league. But you are working for Golden Arrows. Be content and understand who you're working for. While we're craving to have everything that everybody has, but you must also be grateful that you're working for this club and you are working with these players. But I will also take the chances. Many chances that we create in some matches, because sometimes we create our own problems by not scoring. And we encourage opponents that there's room to come back.
We're continuing our conversation with the head coach of Lamontville Golden Arrows, Upramandla Usmindluz Uncikazi, and you are right here on Sport Live with PBK. Now, Upramandla, there's something else that I want to go back to a bit when you talk about Mutizwa having issues with the papers and all of that. I see he's come in. I see that he scored 2 goals. But what I like about Arrows and what you've done as a team, you as a head coach, you as a technical team also, is that in his absence, you did not struggle in the sense that our main goal scorer from last season is not here. So what do we do? Throwing hands in the air. You were able then to share the goal scoring responsibilities in the team. Talk to us more about that.
My brother, there's some magic that happens in the club. And I don't now get stressed when there's some adversity that happens within the club. Mm-hmm. Exactly what you're saying about Knox Mutizwa. In his absence, we called on Michael Kumete. He served the club with distinction. No complaints. Yep. Even called on Amanda Sabelo, the youngster. No stress. There's a match we played. BC was suspended. Matiane had a knock. And he had to leave the field, Matian. Not many defenders available. Piri, I brought him on central midfield. He played as a center back. And it was his first match after he was out for almost 6-8 months. Played his first match as a center back. And we are pairing him with Zuge. You remember the story that happened with Zuge, the youngster, when we played in the bubble, you know, these social media people accusing him of all issues when we played Sundowns. Now you're bringing in Piri, who has never played. Zuge, who has never played a senior team football, starting a match. You just brought them in to play as center backs. And it's a miracle. They played the match and we won the match. Sometimes it's not the wisdom that you're using. It's intuition, also guided by the man above. Because some of the decisions that we take in the era of adversity that we face, we just get guided and it turns out to be a very good decision that we're taking. Whoever player that we call on in our team currently, they just give their all And I'm just proud to be a man that stands in front of them in such a moment in the club.
All right. I'm going to go down memory lane with you now, and I'm going to give you a date. And I want to see what that date reminds you of. Varvas J, where were you, Unolikai, on the 24th of October, 2009? Varvas J, where were you? Where go, Pismin?
Amazing day, my brother, if I'm not mistaken. The final against Ajax.
Aha.
Where some amazing things happened. I don't think there's a final that will ever be won with such a big scoreline. And surprisingly, something happened on that day. We played and there was a storm in a match. I think after 20, 25 minutes, the match was stopped. We were leading 2-0. Boats were flying in the field and in the change room, with the players were taken inside the change room. The game stopped. And I was worried, hey, Jesus, this game, we just leading and let them not stop the match. So you keep on telling the players, hey, chance, we're going to go back. We're going to go back. But that day, I don't think in the history of our club, it will ever take place again. The amazing goals that we scored, everything that took place on that day, it's a special day that I'll never forget in my life as an assistant coach to Manqoba Mdletshe at that time.
What makes that day special is that Lamontville Golden Arrows won 6-0 in the MTN 8 final. And that is the biggest winning margin in a final in South Africa and all other domestic trophies. And this team from the tiny township of Lamontville, my neighbors, Krago Chesterville, did it amazingly. It was Njabulo Mangana Prasmindlo in the 9th minute. And Dennis Ivanos scoring an own goal in the 20th. Richard Enyekanye, may his soul rest in peace, coming in the 49th minute with his own goal. Samkhumbulo Thokozani Mshengu, he added another one in the 66th. And Unhlanhla Zothwane, intwana yaka papi, 73rd minute. And then the man who opened it all, closed it all in the 90th, Umanqana as well. And what also stays special about that day is that the players, in celebrating with each goal that came, they went on to get the picture of the late Rocky Madlala.
If you believe in ancestors, if you believe that the people that passes on, they still prevail. I thought we did everything for our late boss. May his soul rest in peace.
Sure.
So many things that were amazing that day. It was like he's in the field for the miracles that took place that day. And I'm sure wherever he is, he was proud of how his team played that day. I'm just hoping that he visits us again. And we do have a same miracle in one of the matches or one cup so that we can, in his memory again, tell him how grateful we are for him having such a club. And we're still employed by the same club, and make him happy because he loved good football. He would compromise all defenders just to have midfielders because he loved good football. And Abafana Bestand relevant to him that he'll want to see a back in. He'll rather lose 4-0 having a team that has played well than win the match with clumsy football. That was the man that was in charge of all of us, and we are grateful to him.
And the late Rocky Madlala then departs the scene, and you now work under his sister, Umam Mato. Cishe ngathi uSis Mato. The last time I said that, he said, yeah, when, ungazongijwayela, ufuna ngifonele Chesterville, ngibatshele ungibize usisi wakho. Nguma wakho, man. What is it like working under Mam Mato Madlala?
USis Mato, PBK, hey, we go a long way. I know her maybe from 2006. The lady has been very good to me. I know all families do have their differences and fights, but I would never been to places that I've been in if it was not for her. I've been to the US, Czech Republic. I've been to Sweden. I've been to the lots of African countries where we were taking, when I was head of development and assistant coach then, we'll take our junior teams into these tournaments overseas for the people only see them now. But when they were 9 years, 12 years, 15 years, we'll go all over the world and she will travel with us. Gave me an opportunity to even see the world and even football and what other countries were doing differently from us. So one, loss of growth and credit to her. And the advice is that she gave me as a man, you will never grow up with our fathers, BBK, and sometimes you need advices from those elders. And she does that with perfection. Great. And people are always scared because she's an iron lady, very tough. But she's got a soft side on her side. She loves honest people, hardworking people. And I thought that's what made us closer. There is a 10% of her. Don't touch that 10%. When things are not that way and when you're not doing things to her expectation, brace yourself for the hardest war we have faced in your life. But I love the lady. I'm still grateful to her for everything that she has done to me. Like I said, family is always, she's that lady. One day she will go hard on everybody. And that's her. We understand her. We appreciate her. Even at times where PBK, during the lockdown, where other clubs were cutting salaries, I must be honest with you. I've had my salary in full from the day I arrived here until today. And in every year that I've been in that club, I've never been paid on the second of every month, of a month. I've been paid on the last day as per agreement until today. And I'm really grateful. Great woman. And I hope God give her more wisdom. And she leads the club, lead the PSL. And the PSL for me, in her leadership and guidance, with Dr. Ivan Khoza has grown in leaps and bounds, and it can still be better. I'm just grateful to have crossed paths with such visionaries and great people.
You've referred to her as the Iron Lady, who happens to work with a man called the Iron Duke, but it seems there is something that is common between you and your boss, Mato Madlala, in terms of being yourself as the perennial assistant and her as the perennial acting chief executive officer of the PSL. Do you think that at some stage she's going to come back and be boss full-time Arrows, or she's going to be permanent acting CEO of the PSL? As we wrap up this conversation with you, Mandla Ncikazi.
I've got one wish. One thing that you will agree with me, since her reign, the gap has been bridged from big clubs and small clubs. Now it's almost all clubs are at the same level. I can't recall when was the last time a team like Arrows will just go compete against Pirates, and Pirates are on the back foot. When we played Sundowns at home, I thought we should have won the match if it was not for some decisions. But before, it was just a foregone conclusion that when you play Sundowns, you'll be playing for a draw. Right now, when we play Sundowns, we see equals. Teams that have been seen as small clubs have been raised. I'm sure just because she is from an experience of a small club. The turnover, how the PSL has improved from what it was before through their leadership. Everybody is proud of the PSL and what it has achieved up to this far. And the setup they made in the bubble for the games to continue, PPK, hats off. I've never seen such a professionally conducted setup of the bubble. When we played, I couldn't even go and buy my Coca-Cola in the garage because you were monitored in and out. There was a tag where they will see you in the ground, they will see you in the room, and you can't go anywhere. And it worked out for safety of everybody in the country. And for that, heads off, and the whole leadership of the executive led by Dr. Ivan Khoza. So one, we share a lot of things, hard work, wisdom, straightforward, say things as they are. If you are the person who doesn't like the truth, don't come next to her because that's her.
Guess what, Mandla Ncikazi, the head coach of Lamontville Golden Arrows, as I thank you for being my guest here on Sport Live with BBK. On Tuesday, it will be the 16th of February, and that means you will be turning 52 years old. I'll take this opportunity to doff off my cap to you and say to you, happy birthday in advance, and I enjoy Frank brutally honest conversations where people are themselves. In all my years that I've known you, this is who you've been. And I do not think that there's going to be a moment where I see for a second, for a minute, for a day, week or month or year, a different Mandla Ncikazi than the one that I see now. I wish you all the best of luck. I hope that maybe a league title could be your birthday present at the end of the season. I appreciate your work ethic. I appreciate your humility. I appreciate you understanding and seeing life in the same page as I do, that a spade is a spade. It is not a cutting tool. Thank you, Grootman. Ngiyabonga putwam. Good luck to you and Arrows. Happy birthday for Tuesday.
Thank you so much, PBK. I'm humbled, my brother. And thank you so much to Ashley for hosting me in your show. Just God must just keep you safe. I know what's happening in the country, and stay blessed.
Continue taking care of that old lady who cook with us song. Thanks, my bro.
Thank you so much.